item, and our last item today, item 737.
Where's Kathy?
Authorize a competitive solicitation for utility bill presentment at an estimated cost of $7,500,000.
Commissioner Fish.
I'm going to introduce Gabe Salmer to introduce our panel and take it away from here.
Thank you so much. Gabe Salmer, Deputy Director at the Portland Water Bureau, and with me is Kathy Cook, who's our Customer Service Director. And we wanted to tell you very briefly about this five-year RFP for our bill printing and our digital bill presentment. And, of course, that's for the utility bill, which includes water, sewer, and stormwater. So I'll let Kathy take it from there.
All right. Good morning. The Water Bureau currently creates and prints our water, sewer, and stormwater bill, both paper and electronic, in-house. We print approximately 830,000 bills, 260,000 notices, and 90,000 letters in a year. In fiscal year 16-17, we billed charges for $487 million to our ratepayers. Billing our customers is a critical function for both the Water Bureau and BES. It's one of the main ways in which we communicate with our 192,000 customers. Last year, we had a consulting firm review our current process for bill print. This study documented our current workflow and identified potential vulnerabilities. While they found our process to be efficient, they identified potential areas of improvement. The system we have now does not support a disaster recovery plan. We are looking for a bill print and presentment vendor who has multiple sites across the U.S. for backup printing facilities. We have had instances in the past of not being able to print for a day or two while waiting for a technician to fly into Portland to work on our printer. Our current data processing group that prints our bills consists of two people, both of whom have more than 30 years of service with the city. And while their dedication and attendance is phenomenal, I just feel like it's a big risk to have such a critical bureau function on the backs of just two people. We also believe a change would improve our customer satisfaction. Our current bill print is limited to basic information and bill format. Bill print and design is not a core function of a utility bureau, and we're not keeping up with technology and customer demands. For example, vendors today have the ability to place targeted messages on the bills by whatever criteria we want to show. It can go as far as down to a type of customer or a location, a neighborhood, that kind of thing. I just have an example in this where we got an unsolicited sample of what we could do. But in this corner, you'll see that for the electronic bills, you can actually have a video embedded. And so the example they used was our clean water festival that we do. We have it features and highlights our blog, which is a way that we can allow customers to know that the Bureau is more than just this bill and, you know, just the charges itself. So it really can connect the community to the things that we're doing. The printer that we use for printing bills takes up a great deal of space, and we're coming upon replacement. It's around a $250,000 machine. So we're at a point where we need to decide if we should continue to print in-house or contract that work out. We've estimated the potential cost of this contract based off our existing budget line items like rental of space, equipment, supplies, postage, hardware, all of that kind of thing. We estimated the cost to be $1.5 million a year. So the 7.5 is really for a five-year contract. The estimation is taken right out of our current budget. It does not assume a cost increase or savings because we simply won't know until we get the bids back. The successful bidder will have expertise in bill design, be able to present our data in new ways that provide greater clarity to our customers, and will be able to quickly support or produce changes we request. We are seeking industry expertise on the specific function of bill print and presentment, which will allow us to keep pace with the technological advances of and our customer expectations.
Kathy, excellent presentation. If we were to go this path and use an outside vendor, which you've identified has multiple potential benefits, including being able to have continuity of operations in the event there's a seismic event or something like that, and to offer a range of other services and features. What would happen to the two employees, the longtime employees who are currently working in bills?
It's interesting because they would remain, the job itself of printing our bills is a significant task. It's a pretty important function, but really they just put the ink in and push press print while they go do their other things. So it's not a big time amount of their day. Probably between pushing the button and getting the job done is maybe 30 minutes. So it's not going to be a significant piece of work taken away as far as the employees themselves. So, you know, and again, they have both been over here 30 years. So I imagine, you know, through attrition, we will continue to do something else. But right now, there's plenty of things for them to do.
Thank you.
So this contract is to do outsourcing of our billing ultimately? Is that what this is about, or is it just backup printing in case of an emergency?
It would be, we would send our daily, nightly file to a different vendor. So it would be outsourcing the actual printing of the piece of paper and the electronic presentment. And in the electronic presentment, which we don't have the technology now to do, but we always put a bar graph for usage so people understand, you know, what they're using when they're using it. It has things where you can just, when you get in an electronic bill, you can hover over that and dig down to, you know, more information than what we provide now. So, you know, if people still want to get it in print, they can, but there are some pretty amazing electronic features that would come along with this kind of thing.
So what protections do we have for our customers whose data will now be in the hands of a third-party vendor who will probably want to market that database to another vendor?
So we have protections within our contract, just like we do with our computer information system, our billing system. That's a third-party vendor, and so the city's been in this business of needing to share that kind of data. So it would be in the contract about what they can and can't do with our information.
I think what you're hearing from Commissioner Saltzman is that if we end up going down this road and there's a vendor that puts in a competitive price, he'd want to see, as a follow-up issue, the kinds of legal protections that we'd be placing in a contract.
Certainly.
Which would ensure both the that the privacy rights that people have to their data is protected and that their data not be marketed to third parties
right.
without their consent.
Yeah, and we will certainly cover that. It will absolutely remain 100% our data at all times. They wouldn't be able to use it for anything else.
To that point, and I'd add a third thing to Commissioner Fish's list, which is in the event that they have a data breach, they have to notify us on a timely basis about the data breach and the nature of the data breach.
Right.
And I assume that, is that becoming standard?
Definitely.
I assume it is.
Yes. With PCI and PII, it's actually kind of nice to try to get out of that business ourselves and
sure.
give it to somebody else. But yeah.
Very good. And I support your idea here. I think it's a very good idea. Will you be able to go back and look at how frequently people are actually looking at the other features, since now the billing will include potentially your blog, it'll potentially include a video, which I think is pretty neat. Are you going to get any kind of data or analytics back giving you some indication of who's reading it, how often they're reading it, whether that tool's actually effective?
Yeah, not only will we get that for our electronic, they also have the ability, which we don't today, where it was delivered to the post office at this time. It was delivered to your house at this time. A lot of times customers will call and say, I never got the bill. And we would actually have a way of tracking when it leaves our office to when it gets to the customer.
Very good. And that's disappointing because that's often one of my strategies.
So
I'm going to have to come up with a new one.
You will.
The percentage of customers that have specifically asked for e-bills?
We are at 40-some thousand customers on electronic billing. I would assume that we will have a much greater adoption because of the functions that this would offer.
Yeah, you know, we just so my colleagues understand, you know, we've been trying to offer as many inducements as possible to get people to sign up for monthly e-bills. Some people prefer to get a quarterly bill, and they prefer to get it in paper form. But this gives us potentially the opportunity to make the electronic billing even more attractive. And I do know that a lot of e-bill companies now have it down to a science where you get a text message and you just text back Y or N and they actually debit your account. I'm not sure that's in our future, but it reminds us that technology is going ahead in leaps and bounds. And it makes we can come up with some features that make it very easy for people. Including, I like the idea of reminders. you know, reminding people when they're getting close to due dates and giving people a gentle reminder if they're at risk of losing a date.
And here's a general sales pitch. We do offer pay by text right now.
All right, there you go.
Zine?
Good pitch. All right, thank you. Excellent presentation. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading.
And nobody signed up.
So. Oh, thank you. I did jump the gun on that, but it turns out nobody signed up. And with that, we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
What do you think of that bookstore?
You're welcome.
Huh? You over the chaplain? What's at the bookstore?
Yeah, I like it.